In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is quite a blessing to see all of you this morning. So as I was thinking about this morning's sermon, I was reflecting upon what our Lord told us today and how he kind of gives us these new rules to live by. And I began to think a little bit about rules. And then my mind went to rules at school, because thank God my children are still able to go to school at least a couple times a week in person. And I began to think about classroom rules and why they're so important. And basically the idea behind the rules in classes is to remind the kids that when they come to class, they have to act a different way, right? So when they're in the playground, they can do one thing. When they're hanging out, they can do another. But when they come in the class, they have to remember to behave a certain way. So you might have different rules, right? You'll have rules like listen when other people are talking, or keep your hands, your feet, and whatever other objects to yourself. You may hear things like work quietly, show respect to one another, and especially school property. Again, these rules are set for our children to realize that when they're in class, they have to behave a certain way. I think all of us can understand this, because when we come to church, we behave differently than we do when we are in the social hall, right? We all understand that when we are in different places, sometimes our behavior has to be a little different. Now, when it comes to living our lives as Christians, we're called to do something similar. We are called to live a certain way. We are called to behave a certain way. We are called to treat people a certain way. But here's the big difference. We are called to do this all the time, right? We are called to do this not just in church or not just in school, but everywhere. We are called to do this in our homes, at work, or even just walking down the street. We are called to live as Christ would have us live. And this is exactly what our Lord is talking about in this morning's gospel reading. He is speaking about a new way of living. He is speaking about living a life that represents the very person who each of us has chosen to follow. So today, let us prayerfully be reminded that we as Christians are to emulate the one who created us, that we are, as St. Paul said, to live in the world, but not to be of the world, but instead to live as our Heavenly Father would have us live. So our gospel reading this morning comes to us again from the Gospel of St. Luke, and it begins just after the Sermon on the Mount, where our Lord offers the Beatitudes, where he talks about those who mourn and those who are persecuted for Christ's sake. If they continue to persevere, they will be blessed. And Christ is basically telling all those who follow him that there are new norms that they need to follow. And this new way of doing things, of conducting themselves, these new norms are not from the world, but they are given from God himself. So our Lord begins with this idea of how we actually are to deal with one another. And he says these words, "As you wish that men would do to you, do so to them." Now, when I was a child, this was called the Golden Rule. Why gold? Because like gold, there was great value found in these words. There is value to be found in treating others the way you would like to be treated. Also, this phrase is pretty simple, right? It's a pretty easy lesson to understand. How many times do we hear children begin to yell, "Hey, he hit me," and then the other one yelling back, "Well, he hit me first." Then we might go over to the kids and say, "Well, did you like it that he hit you?" "No, well, maybe you should treat him like you want to be treated." Now, it might be an easy lesson to understand, but it's another thing entirely to begin to implement it into our lives. It's hard because we live in a society that does not always see value in this kind of living, a society where maybe they'll say in church, "That's great, but Father, this is the real world." And it's not always as easy as that. But our Lord doesn't stop with the golden rule. He continues and he says, "What good is it to love those who love you?" That's easy, he says. Even sinners can do that. Then he goes on to say, "What good is it to do good to those who are good to you?" Again, even sinners can do that. "What good is it," he says, "to lend and expect something in return?" And then he says, "But we, all of us, are to be different. We are to love those who hate us, be good to those who are not always so good to us, and to lend, to be generous without expectation of getting anything back. Then Christ tells us why we are to do this, and he says these powerful words. He says, "You will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish, but be merciful," Christ says, "even as your Father is merciful." Our Lord is telling all of us that we are to be like God the Father. We are to emulate him, and we are to resemble him. Now, this got me thinking a little bit about babies, because we've been very blessed these last few weeks to have done quite a few 40-day blessings. We've also been blessed then to do the baptisms as well. And you all know that your priest loves doing 40-day blessings. It is one of my favorite things to bring a child into this church and to introduce that child to all of you. And then I love to baptize the babies as well. But one of the things that I think all of us notice when a baby comes into the church, one of the first things we tend to do is we tend to look at the baby and try and see which parent the baby looks like the most, right? I remember when Lucia was born, everyone came up to Presbytera and said, "Ah, Presbytera, it looks like you finally got one that looks just like you." The next thing we tend to do is we tend to, as they grow up, we tend to see who they kind of act like, right? Whose temperament the child may have taken. So we might say things like, "Oh, when you do that, you remind me of your father. When you act like that, you remind me of your mother." The thing is, though, we're not just called to kind of be like our biological parents, but we're also called to be like God the Father as well. See, what would things be like in the world if we all walked around and tried to emulate and resemble his qualities? What would it be like if we actually tried to see God-like qualities in one another, not only see them, but highlight them and lift them up as well? Well, this, my friends, again, is exactly what Christ is saying today. He is telling all of us to be merciful like God is, not like the world is. Be kind and forgive the very same way that God has been kind and forgiven each and every one of us. The Apostle Peter reminds us, "Be just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.'" Paul this morning tells us that we are temples of the living God, and we should act and behave in this manner as well. This, my friends and my family in Christ, is our calling, to be like our Father in heaven, to be those who live out this call to transform our lives, but not only our lives, but all those whom we come in contact with. We are to live by new norms, new rules, in order that all will know who it is we follow and who it is we are trying to emulate. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.